Blog Talk Radio.
Destruction, sorcerer of death construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Tuning in today, welcome to Patriot Family Chat. My name is Linda, and I'm coming in here from Oceanside, California. Gorgeous day again, and Bill, with me on the line, of course, is from Indiana. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, trying to avoid the heat.
Avoid who?
The heat.
Can you hear me? Oh, God.
Yes, I can hear you.
We've got it about, I'm thinking 80, 81. It's really beautiful. We've had a little humidity, nothing like what you guys get. But, I mean, I haven't had a chance to go to the beach because I'm going running around doing my workouts, doing my put the gas in the car, get the manicure, pedicure, trying to get everything ready to get on the plane and do our thing. And I want to welcome you and, of course, Doc, Rod, Luke, and Yo in the chat room. And I did put out as many blasts as we could. And I want to remind everyone that please come to patriotfamilies.com. This show is brought to us by them and us. www.patriotfamilies.com, families with a YS. We have done, and Ron has done a great job with that site. It's gorgeous. Everybody come and enjoy. Yes, we got everything going on. It's like so modern. It's so easy. It's perfect. It's, hi, FT, welcome to the show. It's like up to speed, modern, let's go play. Get your blogs in there, man. It's amazing. It's got everything for the radio shows. It's very, very together. I'm very, very excited and very proud of it. So, and
well, that's
so,
where we all now need to be bombing that place with posting all the stuff that we post on the other sites. Post it there. Let's get our site up and going. Let's get people coming to our site, because look at how Facebook is doing, everybody. Look at the other, Google and all them. They're part of the government. They're part of the
group
that's trying to screw us all.
I know. And, well, they're monitoring everything. I don't know how secure our site is. I'm sure every keystroke you've done, if you're on, I'm in Google.
They're not watching me, Linda. I feel slighted.
Well, you know, There was, I think I asked you in one portion of our little chat today earlier about the list. The list that Ron sent to me, and I don't even know if I kept it. If anybody still has that one, like Rod Luke, go ahead and email it to me, and I'll read some of the people on there while we're doing the show today. And there was another one that came through regarding Paul Ryan. I don't know if you saw that. I sent it to Mike from the Hot Seat. He's a traitor. I mean, he's just unbelievable on this immigration.
And you try telling everybody that both parties are in on the destruction of this country, on Agenda 21. They don't really pay attention to you. In 2006, I was fighting this amnesty, same amnesty crap. It was McCain and George Bush and the same people I'm fighting it with today.
And did you see, I don't know if you guys watched this whole deal. There was a bunch of stuff on Facebook. And this was G.W. Bush, the panty-waist little schmuck, going to Africa at the same time,
Clinton and
zero.
Obama.
President Pantload, that's one, Barry B., the rat.
The only one that wasn't there is the one who's not able to travel, and that's the senior Bush, because he's just so feeble right now.
New World Order.
It was like an Agenda 21 meeting of the presidents who supported it.
But
I'm so tired of people from Texas trying to ignore the fact that Bush and Perry both have supported Agenda 21 policy.
I know.
Don't act like they're conservative, because you're just fooling yourself and making yourself look stupid.
Yeah, there's not one. We talked about this the other day. There is not one of these people I trust anymore, not one. It is the House of Ill Repute, because they do not represent anybody. Our original founding has been taken. It's like they've taken our documents and done to them what I want to do to their necks. And, with putting the towel around and stuffing it down the toilet. This is what they've done to everything that we have had, anything that was written by John Adams or even Hamilton in the Federalist Papers. It's gone to them, because they are the secular humanists and the Luciferians. I'm telling you, it's evil.
The health care is law. Am I right? It's already law.
I heard. Yeah, I know. I know.
Well, how can Obama come up and just decide to change it at the last second? He can't. It's law.
Because he thinks he's a dictator, and nobody's stopping him, Bill.
He thinks he is. Well, exactly. And that's my whole point. If you don't see anyone standing up and fighting him besides Ted Cruz, then you've got to come to the alternative, to the objective that the only reason Ted Cruz is the only one fighting him is because Ted Cruz is the only one who ain't already been bought.
not yet.
I mean, I know how that works here in my area. It's the Chamber of Commerce, the head of it, Bill Bailey, former state representative and stuff. He's the head Chamber of Commerce here in Jackson County, and he supports illegal immigrants. He's invested in businesses and housing that caters to them.
Same as
my elected officials. And if you start looking around, you're going to find out these people, these politicians, are either invested or tied directly into it some way, into all these things that we're fighting.
Rubio. Rod says Rubio. Yeah, he's a complete schmuck. His career's over. And what you talked about, Congress won't stop him. That's because Congress is too easily swayed by the communists and the evil ones. And I told my mom... She cracked
the bill
up today.
The bill that Boehner's going to introduce was written by the Communist Party.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it goes on and on and on. And this is what I made my mom laugh at today, because my dad used to say this about certain women. And I said, these Congress people, I don't trust them. They're too easily bought because they all have round heels. And I think you know what that means. I am so fed up with these people, like I said. And it's just
to really come under fire here pretty soon, Linda, because it's a felony for gays to get married in Indiana.
I heard that. I saw it on Facebook.
We're looking to get attacked here in Indiana over that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And my complaint would be that, you're letting less than 2% of the population dictate to the other 98% how they live.
I know. I agree with you.
This morning, you're attacking my God. You're attacking my country. You're attacking my people. You're attacking my way of life. You're attacking everything I believe in. And you think I'm just going to sit here and take it?
I agree. I know. I mean, we'll go into that in a second because there's people on some of my pages.
Kudos to the Egyptians. Kudos to the Egyptians. The Egyptian people have the guts and courage to get out there and stand out, and they don't go home until it's done.
They did.
Well,
but that's mob rule.
You don't
rules.
See that
so
in America. America is the land of the lazy, the land of the entitlement, the land of I'm going to sit on my ass and hope someone else go out there and do the battle for me.
It's home
and
of the
free
and land
of the... And
then
I'm that person doesn't succeed.
Right. You know, Rod had a good point, and he says money speaks very loudly. It's correct English to say loudly, but that's just me because my dad was an English teacher. Anyway, what we have to realize about our what we call elected officials, which I call them now an oligarchy, we've got a little smattering of an oligarchy. We've got fascism. We've got corporatocracy, and we've got a pretty good dose of communism with Agenda 21 in our country.
Well,
and
you've got the races.
Go ahead.
When you're having everybody divided and pitted against each other by a government, they are destroying the culture, which is one of the first steps in Agenda 21: destroy our culture, destroy our economy, and destroy our ability to defend themselves. And that amnesty does all three.
Well, yeah. I mean, Agenda 21 takes all your public, private, and private property rights away from you. It takes
They're already pushing to make everybody move into the cities.
Oh, I know. Did you hear that? I'm sure you saw that video today. That was on Facebook. Oh, my God. I was, like, livid. And then, I mean, it's all over the place. This guy is completely... out of control.
But Linda, we've been telling the people and telling the people that this was going to happen.
And here it is now,
slapping them in the face. How many of you think heard us say that, heard us tell it, or read about it?
I know.
But now it's smacking them in the face, and they're acting like, well, they never knew this.
Yeah, and you know what? There was one, and I think I mentioned this last week, when I went to the 4th of July celebration. It was actually on the 3rd, and I think that was either... I don't know whether it was my show or whatever the heck day. It must have been, my show day. And we had our 125th anniversary of Oceanside being a city. And the city councilman walked up to me, the only one of the group that will ever do it. It was Jack Feller. And he thanked me for putting the information on Agenda 21 to him. And because he had seen me, the whole nine yards. So, like I said, I'm going to get to you, area code 276, in about 5 seconds. I just want to finish this. I was just happy. By the time I'm finished, probably the end of July or the very end of July, I'm calling his aide. I want a meeting with this gentleman because he's actually getting it, and he's reading it, and he understands. It took me a long time. But I'll tell you another thing. These SOBs in D.C., I've already determined what they are. We're just haggling about a price now. I mean, that's exactly where we're at. And you're on the air, 276. Who we got?
Hey, is this Linda?
Yes.
This is Chuck Morris.
Oh, my God. Thank you for calling. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Chuck.
Yeah. Wow, man. I've been a Patriot family for a couple of years.
I know.
And I just today realized that I had free long distance.
Yay. Yola says hello to you. She's in the
brain
chat room.
Damage. It's brain damage.
Yeah, Yola says hi. She's in the chat room.
Yeah,
God bless you. And Rod, too. Everybody's all excited, and we love you. And, you know, I emailed
you. I love you guys. I'm trying my best to get a laptop so I can get back
thing. You were posting stuff on my little items because Ron had put out a call to everybody to add to the list of encroachment. And so I tried to start something, and all you guys got to do is go to Patriot Families, man, look up my latest blog, and it's all there.
I mean, Linda, it's every goddamn agency in the government, every single freaking one of them.
Agenda 20, I'm telling you, that's what we know.
I'm sure you read Glenn Beck's Agenda 21, didn't you?
Not yet, but I'm going
to
read it.
Actually, I was on to Agenda 21 before Beck was.
I don't doubt that. Is this Bill?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't doubt that a bit, son.
Well, you know what, sir?
The Agenda 21 is not
immigration, and I got to looking what was behind the push for illegal immigration and the amnesty, and it led me right into the Agenda 21 stuff.
Really, Bill? I mean,
seven.
God, it's unbelievable. It just boggles my mind.
We wake up every morning
on there about the VA too, where they've got such almost a million case backlog on service members trying to get their disability and benefits, and they've got over 800,000 backlogged. And I talked to one yesterday. He's been waiting 3.5 years.
Oh, my God.
Even for them to even look at his case.
It's awful. No, I mean, because
we're treating our military like that.
Yeah, catering to illegals while you're
destroying it.
Just ignoring the needs of our military who have fought and served our country. Something
destroying
Obama has never
the needs
done.
Of our military.
Look,
benefits and everything.
Well, it's worse than that, you guys. Look what they did during the elections, how they've taken the ballots or the supposed ballots and put them in trash bins. I mean, they were hiding ballots.
Right.
They were not taking them. Look, everything they've done, they have purged the generals to make sure that only evil people in there will follow Obama's orders. And
trying to make it to where soldiers can't even talk to one another about their religion.
Yes.
The line is so fine between proselytizing and evangelizing that they're punishing them for even talking about their religion.
This is communism on steroids. And
not only
that, my dear, look what they've done with the DOMA. Look what they've done with the gays in the military. They have done everything in their power to destroy every institution we've ever had, and I mean every moral fiber, every single value and principle we had with the founders from time immemorial. That they've been going after it since this SOB got in. I know they've been going against our liberties with Bush and the Patriot Act because Cheney and the rest of them. I don't trust them. I can't stand it.
Well, you got to understand, Bush was setting things up for the next guy.
Right. Exactly.
They were before his daddy.
Yep,
they've been following the same agenda, setting little things into place here and there
Bill,
for the next guy to come in and finalize on.
It was
Obama
such little
has the
things
chance
at
to finalize
time,
it all.
It was such little things over the years that we didn't notice it. But now it's blown up in our faces.
Yep. But, I think what happened was after World War II, I think the public were so burnt out because they had WW1 and 2, and then that damned evil FDR, that socialist rat BASDARD, came in and
Come
social
on now,
security.
Don't spell it, say it.
Yeah, the social security social security that was the first blow. After, of course, the Federal Reserve and the 16th and 17th Amendments. And then you get this nonsense, and then you get that damn piece of garbage Johnson out of Texas. Excuse my French. Then he puts in the Medicare, and then we get Carter with the EPA, and it goes, nobody stops it this whole time. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Well, if somebody would have been a time machine, I'd gladly go back to 1913 and kick somebody's ass.
You got that right, Bill.
Yep.
But the EPA, the coal industry in this area where I live in Southwest Virginia, is so vital. And I talked to three coal miners this past week. One of them said he was not. Said unemployment. No way would unemployment cover his mortgage payments, his truck payments, while his daughter's in college. And he was talking about, he was actually talking to me about committing suicide, son.
Oh,
but they will tax him, to pay for an illegal to go to college when a man can't even afford for his own legal children to go to college.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
And look at what's
every time we turn around. I get up every morning, I said it yesterday, I said it today, and I'll say it tomorrow. I wake up. My country is under attack. My God is under attack. Then my country is under attack. Then my family and my people are under attack.
Exactly, Bill.
And
look at what the hell.
Do we get off our asses and say, that's it? you're not attacking us anymore. We're not taking your crap.
Look what the Health and Human Services has said about those subsidies to buy insurance. They're not even going to verify it. Verify what?
It's sick.
That's how they're going to give them to the illegals.
Exactly.
Chuck, that's why I put those agencies up there. I'm sure that there's another list I haven't even thought of.
Oh, God, about it. It's everyone in the government. Every one of them.
Cap and trade. And Chuck's talking about the coal industry. I live in an area. Our electricity comes from coal. So we're looking at about a 70% increase over the next 2 years in our electric payments.
Well, that Muslim in the White House told us that our bills were going to skyrocket.
Well, what he didn't tell everybody is he's invested in carbon exchanges, and that's why he's doing what he's doing, because he's going to pad his own pocket to the tune of about $40 billion a year out of this if they can get a global carbon tax passed on their lies. And that's what their climate crap is, all lies.
Yep, it sure is.
And this is going in right into that deal. My commentary on the opinion page, it was called The Criminal Probe in Quebec Train Derailment. And then they have Making San Diego an International Hub. This is all about open borders. It was just disgusting.
On that, Linda? The new news on that is there was somebody tampered with the tankers.
Really? I've not heard that.
That was one.
I said check the EPA.
Yeah, and then
sabotage.
And the other thing was all those fires that have been going on in the West, and that's another thing we got to deal with because it's really horrible. So here's the deal: these SOBs. It says San Diego has been a border crossing city as long as there's been a border. The rail, freeway, air links historically made southern spur of Los Angeles. But anyway, they love this stuff. They want Tijuana to recenter the region. It's all regionalism, of course. Barry V, the SOB, wants that too, naturally.
Well, you know, if they want an open border, I suggest every American grab up all their crap right now. We rush across that Mexican border. Mexico because we're their sole support. Mainly, 80% of their economy is based on illegal activity out of our country.
Did you hear what was going on? I think it was in Arizona. Across that border, the Mexicans and the Mexican government were screaming about all the self-deportation. And they were, oh, my God, they were just livid because something was going on where they were clamping down on the employers. So, naturally, these people self-deported. And now they're bitching about it. I was just, oh, my God. I thought,
I
you
told
son
you.
Of a bitch.
Mexico's economy, 80% of Mexico's economy is based on an illegal activity.
So, anyway.
Mexico can talk about their laws. Their government, corrupt sons of guns that they are the ones who tell their citizens to break our laws.
They
throw your ass in prison, you cross Mexican illegally, your ass go to prison.
Let's back up 10 years and demand Mexico pay us $800 billion.
You know what else, Bill?
You cross the Mexican border illegally, your ass go to prison.
Yep.
Holiday Inn. You're going to somewhere like a condo lodge, by God.
Yeah, here's the deal. Our country used to be this way. Our founders would never have put up with this garbage. So this is what I wrote to these people. I put this on the newspaper commentator section. It says, to the authors of this article, have either of you ever read the Constitution? There is no country without... There is no country without sovereignty. Do you have a dictionary? Maybe you should open it up and look up these words I'm posting here. Here's another assignment for you. Start doing some real research on your environmental garbage and then look up Agenda 21. Everything you have said in this article is just one more of many reasons to get the hell out of this self-destructive state. I'm in California. Everything you are spouting here is antithetical to our republic and to our framers and founders. It is subversive, to say the least. And that's what I told these rats. I did. I
don't know.
I'm so mad
and sad at the same time, you know?
And nobody gets it.
I'm sad to see what kind of country my grandson is going to grow up in.
If something don't happen soon. I got 15 grandkids. My health's been failing. People's telling me you need to take a break. You need to rest. and I keep telling them,
you can't,
until it's
Bill.
Over, until it's over, until my grandchildren's future is secure and they have a chance for success,
exactly.
Like anyone
you
else,
can't.
I can't quit. As
I
long
can't
as
do
I'm
a
breathing,
whole lot,
I will keep
but
on
I will
fighting.
Damned if I lay down and give up and quit.
That's
I've been
me.
Battling health problems. I mean, I should have been an angel a while back, or an angel from heaven, or I should have been in one of the two, heaven
yeah.
or, you know.
No.
And I'm still here, still kicking, still fighting.
Thank God. I'm
not going to lay down for anybody.
I know.
The moment you do, you're beat.
You're beat.
Well, you know, we're excited. See, on Friday, I'm going to be on a plane. I'm going down to Indiana with the group, and we got a reunion. We're going to think about you and everybody who can't make it, and those who want to be there.
That.
Oh my gosh! Are you kidding?
Yeah.
When I say my prayers, everybody.
What little I can, I hope I
yep.
have some small.
Yeah.
Small
you've
part
had,
in it.
Oh, you've had an effect, brother. You've had an effect.
Yeah. And here's the deal. Look, everybody, when I say my prayers, everybody on Patriot Families that I've met or know their names or their plight, man, they're in my prayers. Believe me, they're held up for healing. All
yeah,
of them. All
me
y'all.
Too. I pray for everybody. Pray for all
Thank
of
Thank you.
Them.
I know. Thank you, love. Okay, Bill's leaving. So you and I, it's up to you and me now. So we got a whole hour left, but I'm sure I can figure out what
Is anybody else waiting in the wings?
No.
No?
try to get people to call in here all the time. What we're going to do is we've got our site revamped as you've seen. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
So
I love the changes.
We got to really get down and promote it, and I'll try to do it on Facebook. And I got a lot of groups I'm involved with. So in real time here, you know, emails and other groups that we do meetings and also on Facebook. But
I've been talking.
Good.
I've been talking to my pastor about he's a true conservative. He's afraid to really speak his mind.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
He does in private. So I know how he is, and I've been talking to him about maybe checking out Patriot Families and see what he thinks. I'd love to have him on there. I asked him.
Here's the thing. You got to tell him.
My wife told me.
Yeah.
I've got a problem with my mother. She overdosed a couple years ago and died. But anyway, I got a problem, a serious problem with her. And I told my wife that I couldn't get the forgiveness in my heart. I couldn't forgive her in my heart. I can't do it for stuff she done in the past.
Yeah.
And my wife said that I couldn't go to heaven unless I could forgive everybody. Well, I wrote my pastor a little note on his timeline on Facebook and asked him about that. And he wrote me back. It took him about a week before he got back to me. But he said that there was really, he didn't have a yes or no answer for me. He said, just a mortal human, it wasn't his place to say whether you could or not. But he was going to. He was going to write me a letter, and he said, Chuck, it won't be a short one. But he said, I'll write you a letter, a scripture-type letter, and maybe that'll help you a little bit. But,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The problem with these pastors is because of all this 501c3 garbage. They should not be involved in this. None of this should be involved. This is corporatocracy and fascism, and it's evil.
Yep.
And this is what's going on. And what his name is Ken Hutchison, and he's a friend of Glenn Beck. He's a black man, and he's a preacher, and hasn't got much longer to live. He's got some kind of terminal cancer, and I can't remember which one it is. However, thanks, Bill. I know you're back. So what he said is when the shepherd, meaning the man in the pew and the pulpit, is not guiding the sheep and ignoring the government and speaking the truth, maybe the sheep in the congregation need to lift him up, take him outside and put him on the street corner and say, hey, let's start speaking the truth like George Whitefield did. Amen.
Exactly.
Yep.
I think if more of them did, speak out against gay marriage and all the other garbage that's going on.
And against this government, because this government is not scriptural. This is antithetical to biblical things.
This government is pure evil.
Oh, yeah, it is. Absolutely is. Look, oh, yeah. Well, this is
we
what...
We never have a government go after God in Christianity so hard.
For real, especially in a country that God we trust.
Well,
God was here before any of us were.
They want to deny... They want to deny...
And bend over backwards for a damn Muslim or Islam. They'll bend over backwards and do everything they can for them. And then won't even let you have the, can't even say Merry Christmas to people.
Oh, you know what? That's that secular freedom from religion. That's the atheist. That's like that 14% of the population of the globe that makes me want to throw up, or at least of this country.
Have you seen that about the St. Louis Cardinals that had one of the groundskeepers had put a little small cross on the pitcher's mound? Drowned it in the dirt, and by God, one person complained, and they had them remove it.
I know.
And I swear to God, the whole stadium celebrated Christian night the very next night.
What kind of deal is that? Tell Chuck.
I don't understand.
I know. This is from Yola. She's getting out of the chat room. Tell Chuck I said call me after 22 or so when I am home. Want to talk to him about a certain email we have shared. Okay. So talk to Yola.
let me get a pen. If you got her phone number, Linda.
Well, Yola, I don't know. Do you guys have, she says, love you, Chuck. I don't know if you have emails or what. You guys can talk.
I had a lot of phone numbers written down when I first, but God knows which composition. I went through five or six composition books since I've been doing this.
I hear you.
Doc says pretty soon they will take the Saint out of St. Louis. Oh,
they will. The Padres out of San Diego and God.
They're taking God out of everything they can take him out of. And then there's a little atheist thing that said this was not founded as a Christian nation. Well, that's a damn lie.
Yeah, of course it is.
I got Chad speaking out on that one. See, Chad's ancestors, the Van Meterens, Emanuel Van Meteren, well, one of his ancestors, Henry Van Meteren, bought some land in the Shenandoah Valley. George Washington, at the age of 16, was there surveying that land. And he spent several nights with Henry Van Meteren, and they had very in-depth talks about God, Christianity, and the role that God played in a nation. And then, a few years later, you got Washington say it's impossible to govern a nation without God.
I got to tell you what Doc wrote in the thing. He says, they are already banning piggy banks in Europe thanks to the Muzzies. So I typed, good Lord, Doc. Well, you know what? Look, what we're talking about here with what they're doing, it is high time. It says, ban Charlotte's Web because it was a talking pig. We have got to start standing up to every single one of these people in every country, in every street corner, and say no more. We have got to stop complying.
But the problem is you can't get enough people to stand up.
Because they buy them.
No.
Because
they buy the public with entitlements, and they buy the elected with investment.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're whores.
Just like the health insurance subsidies.
Not verifying
anything they say, just free money, just hand it out to them.
Look what we got to do.
Well, how many dead people need health insurance
You don't need, you don't need a whole Egyptian Tahrir Square full of people to get something done. Let me tell you something.
Don't.
You get a couple of good people.
Linda, we put 2 million people in D.C. twice, and neither time did anything happen.
I know. I understand that. I'm not, and we can't use guns because they'll kill us all. You know, if we try that, you know that.
Exactly.
But look, you can go through what's left of the legal system because there's the ACLJ, the Americans. whatever they're called.
I like that.
Jay Sekulow and his brother, I like them two guys. And then Mark Levin has filed several lawsuits with the Supreme Court and his Landmark Legal Foundation.
What are we going to accomplish in the Supreme Court when they're as crooked as the White House?
Exactly. The federal government picks the Supreme Court. So you're asking people picked by the federal government to go against the federal government.
Not talking about going all the way to the Supremes. You don't always have to go that far. There are some lower courts that where you can win some battles.
Yeah, some of the states, won some of their health care battles.
Yes.
They did. Virginia was one of them.
Look, even Texas. Now, look, I'm not crazy about Governor Perry as far as what he does in certain things, but as a governor of a state, I think he's done pretty good by Texas and not being like Jerry Brown.
I think so, too. I think he's done a really good job for the
I would never vote for him on a higher level. No.
No. But as governor of Texas, he has done a good job.
And that's considering some people, they've got to know their limitations. And I think that he's limited inside that box.
I was born in Texas, raised in Tennessee, and now I live in Virginia. Damn, I got them all covered. I'm an original rebel.
Yeah. So I think that, I don't know. There was a guy, I want to heed the warning because, I think I have a lot of respect for Ron Goldman because he reads so darn much and he's very smart.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I sure do, too. And I told him so.
Yeah, and he understands what these New World Order evil ones, because he understands who the Zionists are and the Ashkenazi Jews, and he knows how they think. They worship Lucifer. They are evil. They are, I think, half from another planet.
Absolutely.
However, and they're inbred. That makes it even greater. Oh my God.
What does it say when these guys all have to go out and pay for sex?
That's what they say about all these hillbillies around here in Kentucky and stuff. We're inbred.
Yeah. Bull. You know what?
Kentucky's pretty much got Sharia law now.
Oh, God.
Kentucky pretty much has Sharia law.
Kentucky does?
Yes.
For real?
For real.
That's
You'd have to read into it, but yeah.
Damn.
Somebody told me that, look at Prince Charles. You don't get ears like that from being in normal situations. Amen.
Yeah, buddy.
We ain't right.
We're not right.
Well, look at all these elected people, Linda. They all get caught paying for sex.
Yeah, really, Bill? What about that, man? I ain't never had a problem,
connecting with someone and didn't have to pay them.
That one diplomat in the State Department, he was soliciting sex with kids, man, pedophiles.
Of course. Oh my God! They're in the czars. Look at that guy, John Holdren. I think that's his name. Kevin Jennings.
Yep.
Kevin Jennings, the school safety czar. He's a member of NAMBLA. He's touting LGBT whatever nonsense. He's evil.
What is that, Linda?
They
believe in having sex with kids.
All that you just rattled off. What was all that
NAMBLA
stand for?
NAMBLA is the North American Man Boy Love Association. Isn't that
special? Oh, my God.
And that's been going on forever. Oh, I got news for you. And then there's the LGBT nonsense. That's the
lesbian, gay deal.
Transgender bullshit.
Yeah, less than 2% dictating to the other 98%.
Yes. And you know what else?
Did you see that song I put on the blog said, Harry's and fairies and all that stuff. Where is the sanity? I like to change the world is the name of the song.
Yeah, right. Well,
Harry's and fairies and.
Well, we were fighting all the conservatives in California. Well, my state's gone. It's toast.
Yeah,
I call
California
it California. Yeah, it's commie-fornia. They're pushing. They've already got their common core crap in the schools. They're pushing it full bore.
They're pushing for pedophilia now.
Yeah, check this out. Oh, and that,
I call it
that goddamn, Jerry Brown. Okay, look what he. It wasn't even him. He just kind of slid under the radar. And he got in after steroid strudel or Arnold Schwarzenhauskeeper left, and he was still. He was still in. He got the SB 347, which was evil, and he got I can't remember all the numbers, but he had AB 32, and that was under Schwarzenegger, and that was in California. 32 is cap and trade, and then they also, and then there was another one. I have it in my notes, and I'll bring all this stuff to Indiana because I want you guys to go. I want Chad and everybody to look at this stuff, and we got to sit down and powwow on this stuff. I'm serious, Bill. We got to get down. I don't care. We can have fun and eat and go shoot and go swim and do whatever we want to do, but we got to start getting down. I'm taking notes. Anyway, what they did with
taking names.
What they did with S48, we tried. I stood out on street corners. I went to malls. I went everywhere getting signatures to try to go against SB48, and that was the teaching in the schools, K through 12, in California, the whole dang state. Of this LGBT garbage to our kids. They got it through. California's
I'll go completely crazy if they start that crap in the schools here.
I know. Well, you better check out Common Core because it's bad. And
I'll be screaming for homeschooling, but Indiana has a system here where if you don't like the public school, you can get they'll help pay you to send your kid to a private school of your choice.
Thank God. And look, Chuck, you got to check something else out where you live. Make sure that don't have Common Core. You go to
Common Core.
Any place where Michelle Malkin is, you go to her website. Yes. She's adamantly against it. She'll school you. Yeah.
Okay.
You go to Michelle Malkin. She's
like
fighting. It's Malkin.
I like her.
Yeah, she's amazing. And so, and several others are fighting it tooth and nail. So
I love her book, Culture of
Corruption. I love to watch her talk and watch her facial expressions.
She gets excited, though.
She is so cute.
She does.
See, all
tell it like it is. That's the way I like people, Colin. Ace.
Yeah, did you
know?
She don't pull nothing. No, she isn't pulling punches. Did you notice that most of the Republican women are gorgeous and the Democrats look like they just crawled out of a
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my Lord.
Lord mercy.
You have one from Washington, D.C. that looks like a man.
I've got
some fantastic posts on my Facebook. I got one the other day. Had Dianne Feinstein standing there with a bunch of assault rifles.
Yeah,
and it said something about I don't remember what it was, but it was an inference to her that she was the evil one. Everybody loved assault rifles and was scared to death of her.
Oh yeah,
she was the dangerous one.
She's nuts. Yeah, Have you seen
DeWalt's new nail gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Bill
has. Looks just like an assault rifle.
Yeah, it does.
They said you could sit on your porch and nail a fence together at 200 yards. I'd love to have one of them, man.
Well,
God, I got to get me one of them.
Chuck. I tell people that all the time. Everybody thinks that this will be all guns. It ain't going to be all guns. You're going to see crap you ain't never seen before in your life, people, because the American people are
improvised. You talk about improvised explosive devices.
They
come up with something now. They don't explode. They've got some of the most sophisticated stuff guarding a few of their moonshine steels. Rattlesnake traps and everything else.
Let me tell you something, you guys.
Fall into
a
hole full of rattlesnakes, by God, before you get to their steel.
I'm not too concerned about the muzzies because they use scimitars and I use 12 gauge. So
yeah, right, exactly.
Absolutely.
I went to my optometrist I can't even say it. By doctor, by doctor day, and I got a wormy chestnut cane that I found out here beside the house. I turned it into a cane. She said, she asked me, she said, did you buy that or make it? I said, no, I made it. I said, when I've got my cane with me, I don't need to carry my concealed weapon. I said, this isn't this one I can carry out and open.
That's too
funny. Not somebody's head off of it.
Oh, my
man.
Gosh. Yeah, I have a name for Miss Diane. I call her Franken-Feinstein. That's her name.
What was that one that was talking about the magazines?
I don't know where she was
she
from.
She said
but
to
I
keep
remember.
Using them, and eventually you're going to use them up. Didn't know that you could reload the things.
Let me explain something.
Stupidity arguing toward a bill. If you don't know what you're talking about, keep your mouth shut. It shows.
An American doesn't need more than one gun. I said, I need a 22 to hunt squirrels and rabbits. I need a 12 gauge to hunt a deer, and I need a pistol for personal protection.
Right. 12 gauge with a box full of double out.
What I'd like to have is, I know that DHS will come after me for this one, but I'd love to have some launch codes in a couple silos right now. I think this mess.
Oh, for real. Yes, man. You got a few targets mapped out, too.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, you got to know the smartest people aren't in the
government. Well, I swear to God,
you might get on
the computer and hack into them. They don't have much of a security system around none of this stuff. They hack into the Pentagon and the Defense Department and everything else.
I'll just call
the NSA. How difficult could it?
Yeah, I'll just call the NSA and say, hey, can you give me the codes? They got them all.
Oh, you remember a year or so ago when somebody from the Pentagon started talking about they were going to start up a cyber warfare unit within the Pentagon?
Yeah.
My son re-enlisted a year and a half ago, first class in the Navy now. And he's been taking computer science classes for three or four years. And I mentioned it to him a couple of years ago when I first heard about it. And I asked him a couple of days ago if he was going to retire, if he was going to stay 20. He said he didn't know if he could get a job with a government contractor or get. He's seriously trying to get into that cyber warfare unit. If he can get into that, he said he would stay.
I know guys out here, Pat, or Chuck, in the street that don't work for the government. They just sit around at home and stuff. And me,
I know.
Just you name it, there ain't nothing they couldn't get into.
I know it, Bill. It's amazing, ain't it?
It is.
It's scary. It's downright scary. Lord have mercy.
Well, technology without the smarts of how to use it is a dangerous thing, and that's what we've got
We
have rushed the technology so fast, and there's no responsibleness with it.
And it's developed
Did you see, Linda, there's 100,000 people's Social Security numbers were leaked by the IRS?
Really? Yeah.
100,000 people's Social Security numbers were leaked by the IRS.
Yep.
What do you want to bet they went
off? And then they're going to hire, 16,000, 18,000 more IRS agents to enforce the health care law? And they'll have access to all of our medical information? They probably already do, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's 16,000 more, and it's going to be able to give it to whoever.
Well, people got to realize your government wants to watch you 24 hours a day. They want to dictate what you eat.
We are the enemy.
They want to run your life.
We are the enemy of the state. Enemy of the state.
You can take any one of those guys, turn off the electricity, put them out in the middle of the woods, and
take them. I'd like to take them snipe hunting.
98 of 100 would die.
Really?
They would not know how to survive on their own.
my son got me a T-shirt that said, "Man cold, let Obama freeze in the dark."
Well, don't get me started on that Muslim Marxist bagalo. Okay.
Lord of mercy.
So, I know.
You gotta inject a little bit of humor in. You gotta see the funny side of it, or you'd go crazy, Linda.
Exactly
right, Kev.
I'd explode
if
we
can't find a way to laugh at it. We'll go nuts with it. It'll eat at it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because, you know, like Bill and I have been fighting against the amnesty and the illegal immigration and the Agenda 21 for so long, and he's even further along than I.
Did you all go to Delaney Park?
Yeah,
not yet.
This weekend.
I'd love to be able to join you guys in there.
I wish you could.
I wish I could, too. I wish I could went to some of those rallies in D.C., but oh, well.
I know.
What is it they say? Wish in one hand and
the other. Which one gets full first? I know.
Yeah, really.
That's an old Midwestern saying.
Yeah.
We wore those things, pins, for the people that couldn't be there out of our group, Chuck. I know yours was there.
Awesome.
Well, I felt like I was there in spirit because, you know.
God, it was amazing. It was a wonderful experience. I know that Ron had a few moments, and I agree with him because I did look up what he said when that preacher was talking about Gott's God, and that's all from the Nazi era. So there's a lot of stuff going on that I don't understand what Glenn's involved in right now. But, you know, I'm going my way. In fact, when we get off here, I got to talk to this guy, Scott. He's been trying to get people to come on the 9/11 deal to D.C., not for armed revolt, but, you know, he wants to do it. The problem is I think he wants to fan the flames, and that's not good because what Ron talked about was these Illuminati are trying to foment a holy war.
They're trying to instigate.
And unfortunately, this guy who's a patriot who's being duped by this is falling into that trap, so I need to warn him and say, no,
exactly.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Let them come down your street with their freaking scimitars and aim your rifle right at their heads. Come on, dude.
I don't have that problem. We don't have that problem in my area yet.
No, we don't hear either, Bill.
But you know what, Bill? What I was looking at, and I don't know if this is true, they were talking about how many FEMA camps have already been set up. Indiana's like just loaded. And I don't know
I know of at least three in Indiana. I've been to a couple of them.
Oh my God.
That Agenda 21 book that I read, that Glenn Beck wrote, it's a very, very good book.
I read it
about a day and a half. I stayed up all night, about half the night.
For about $6 and some shipping charges, you get the one by Rosa Chiori called Behind the Green Mask, and it will blow your mind.
What's the author's name, Linda?
Rosa Chiori. It's Rosa, R-O-S-A. She's from California. She's been fighting this stuff. It's called Behind the Green Mask. Amazing.
What's her last name?
Chiori. I think it's K. All you have to do is type in Amazon.com.
Just type in the title of the book, and it should show up, shouldn't it?
Yeah. It'll be there. It's got a funky little green, you know, ugly thing on the front, like a round circle with an ugly mask. And I've actually emailed back and forth with her on a chat. And I've met her friend, Heather Gass, in person here in San Diego. These kids have been fighting up in the One Bay Area, this Agenda 21 crap up there. I mean, there has been so much stuff coming out of their area with the Delphi meetings and the vision meetings and the city councils and how the citizens got treated. There was like 25 people speaking against Agenda 21. And this mayor, believe me, it's a good thing I wasn't there. I think I'd have strangled him myself. He was so rude to these people. And there was only one member on that council, the whole dais, who understood and had done his homework and sided with the public. The rest of them were just evil. And this is what
that's
we're
all,
up
against. That's all it takes is one,
but,
Linda.
You know something, though? Let me tell you something. I got a buddy right here in Oceanside on my city council because I've been dealing with this nonsense for 2.5 years here in front of my city council and 4 years learning about this stuff from people like Tom DeWeese and Rosa and Heather. And I met Heather in person. She was talking about the Wildlands Project and showing us stuff that would curl your hair. And you know what? We have to keep doing it. And I'm going to come back after my show's over on the 21st weekend. I'm on stage and all that stuff, and I get to regroup, and hopefully I won't collapse from exhaustion. But I swear to God, I'm going to have a private meeting with Jack Feller in my city council. I'm going to bring my stuff and all of my timelines and everything that I can explain to him and try to spoon-feed him and say, Jack, you've got to understand that this is what's happening and that he doesn't connect the dots yet to all the other things. See, he only has seen the wildland stuff. He doesn't understand about Common Core. He doesn't understand about the Monsanto. He doesn't understand about the eugenics yet and the population decontrol, you know, that kind of stuff. He has not connected yet.
They've been talking about eugenics for,
oh my God,
what,
honey. Oh,
40, 50, 60 years, 70 years, maybe?
Oh, it's more than 100, let me tell you what, because Margaret Sanger was in the early 20th century.
Exactly. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of, Margaret Sanger.
Oh, honey, that's before my mother was born. So my mother's 90 and a half, so let's go there.
You know what I found in my lockbox and safe the other day? My grandmother's birth certificate. You know, I'd always heard that I was a descendant of Robert E. Lee, was one of my ancestors, and I found my grandmother's birth certificate. She was born August 1912. Her name was Laura Elizabeth Lee, L-E-E. Her father's name was William Archer Lee. And I'm going to, I don't trust Ancestry.com because you have to pay for them to. And
exactly.
And I worry about if you pay for it, they'll tell you what you want to hear. And I can't get out to the wherever you got to go, City Hall or what, and do the research, go through the books and everything. But
I had a cousin that went around and spent 20 years of her life putting our family book together. And when I read it, I read it and it changed me. It changed me. I realized the role that my ancestors have played with in the Bible and religion, and the role they played in this country and stuff. They wrote some of the first books against slavery.
Shoot, some of Robert E. Lee's ancestors back in the 1500s were Scottish kings, a couple of Scottish kings way back in, that he was descended from, Scottish kings and Irish kings. They were all royalty, but, you know, they were all generals or whatever they were at the time in wars that they were fighting back in that period of time.
Well, but, the first non-native...
Supposedly, Robert E. Lee gave the government the land to put Arlington Cemetery on.
Yeah.
And I was looking, FT was talking about Rosa Curie and Geno 21 and stuff, so I gave him some information. Out of the blue, anybody who's ever listened to Mike from the Hot Seat out of Connecticut and soon to be in another location, only a few of us are privy to that, but he's got some family problems. Anyway, so his buddy Hollywood, whose real name is John, and he lives in Texas, he emailed me today, and I'm like going through all this stuff. You should have seen me, Bill. You'd have been proud of me on the Agenda 21 thing. He says, how do I know if I have a smart meter? And I said, okay, well, you got to go outside and look at it, and then you got to look and see if it's got real numbers or if it's got an FCC and a license number on it. And so he says it's got an FCC thing. He says, I'm not really sure. So I thought, okay, I wish he'd just send me a picture of it, you know, that I could do. And I went through everything I could on the internet. We have an organization here in Southern California called StopOCOrangeCountySmartMeters.com, and they have a wealth of information. And so I gave him welcome to the show, Konstantin, poet. Anyway, so I gave him a wealth of information, and hopefully he can get how to go through the process of getting rid of that thing and getting back his analog meter. And
my God, I've seen the cops threaten to shoot people on their own property to keep them away from their meters.
Yes.
They don't want them on their house. They're forcing it on them. And I've seen where cops and heard where cops were threatening to shoot people on their own property.
Well,
God, man, what?
I'm one of the few people on this whole ridge up through here. I still have the very old style electric box.
Yes, we do too, because I went nuts.
Little wheel that goes around and around and around. Yeah, well, I've got one too, Bill.
So here's the deal.
Most of my neighbors up here, they've got the newer ones.
No, I've got the same type you got. It's got the little wheel that goes around and around.
Now, because of all the controversy and the health issues and the people are wising up, there are ways to opt out. And you can actually get some legal help.
I called in to their blog radio. Yeah, I'm listening,
what?
Linda.
Okay.
I was listening. My wife
anyway,
wouldn't know who I was talking to.
Okay. So, I'm trying to email and do stuff at the same time and talk to this guy.
Multitasking, are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Multitasking?
Let me explain something to you.
I'm lucky to be able to do one thing at a time, Linda.
I know. This guy who's in the chat room, his name is Konstantin Poet. Anyway, they're going all digital eventually. Let me explain something to you, dude.
Ruler.
This is Agenda 21, and if you don't know what that is, you better learn about it. This digital, non-analog thing with the smart meters is controlled with an FCC license. This is all about Agenda 21, and you better learn about what's going on, because this is evil. They want to take away every damn property right you've ever had, every liberty, every bill of rights.
Well, if they don't get it, the EPA's trying to.
If they want to live like that, they can do that right now. Just go to prison.
Let me
tell
you something.
Where every move is monitored.
I got another place.
Oh God, I'd give anything if I could go back 100 years and have a log cabin out in the middle of 1,000 acres and go out every two or three times during hunting season, get you enough meat. I'd love to live back in that time, man.
Well, that's what we're talking about, getting together and getting a place and raising
Colorado,
our own food.
Colorado's a mess, Konstantin. They've taken away their gun rights, you fool. That's the Second Amendment. Why don't you get your... Yeah, Alaska, that's about the last bastion. Absolutely. If you want
to
live with
digital
nonsense and Agenda 21 and communism and no freedom, get your butt on a plane and go to North Korea. You'll see how much fun your little utopia looks like then, you idiot.
For real.
And if you... Let me tell you something, dude. You want to call in? 646-378-0321, if you dare. 646-378-0321. Come on. Bring it on. Bring it.
Man.
I can't.
Well,
I can't take it anymore.
We're seeing it out all over the world, Linda. We're seeing this whole global thing moving around all over the world.
Really?
We got a government that has been given aid to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is an enemy of the United States. That's treason.
Bill, before President Obama was elected his first time, I did look. As a matter of fact, I put a couple of blogs. I was talking about it on Patriot Families. It wasn't Patriot Families. I was a member of the We the People or something. And they kicked me off because they didn't like the way I was talking about it. Islamic extremists and stuff. So that's when I found Patriot Families. But anyway, I looked up Islamic extremism and Sharia law, and by God, Bill, right there was Oringa Odinga running for president of Kenya.
Yep.
Obama they had pictures and everything. Obama was right there in Kenya at his presidential. He didn't win the presidential election, but he was campaigning for it.
They
right there was Obama in the crowd, and people standing around holding signs bragging about how many Christians they had killed. Odinga was responsible for genocide of over 300,000 of his own people.
Absolutely.
And he's Obama's third cousin. And right there, that son of a bitch, excuse my French,
I know,
he was in the middle of it all. And then when Obama said he was going to transform America, the Muslim Brotherhood, donated a lot of money to Obama's campaign team. And they did the exact same phrase that they were going to transform America. And then he backs more
money back.
I got Constantine on the line. I'm going to bring him in. And gentlemen, just hang tight. And we'll check him out. Welcome to the program.
Let me talk to him.
You can cut
me off.
Well, I'll get off here and let you guys have at it.
Okay, thank you so much, Chuck. God bless you.
I'll talk to you again this
stay
week.
Stay on the line. Listen in. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, I can't pick it up on my iPad.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just listen, darling. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll hang
here and just listen.
What part of Colorado? I mean, what are you trying to find? What kind of freedom are you looking for, or liberties are you looking for? Because the entire country will be taken over by the global elite under Agenda 21, sustainable development.
Is that a question to me?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Oh, well, you just made a comment saying, you know, I wish I could live up someplace where I could live in a log cabin.
No,
you know, like old
I didn't
days.
Make
there are
that
certain
up
parts
the
of
guy.
I made the comment.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah,
I agree with
I wasn't
you.
Saying
I
liked
on that.
Any of the issues at all. I was just saying they still give away certain areas of land in the state of Colorado. Actually, well, they don't give away in Texas. They sell for $1. And you can also go to Alaska and get land there. Down the boonies is all I was saying. I wasn't talking about their political beliefs whatsoever. I'm just saying.
Well, you gotta take
if you want to live in a log cabin, there's still places you can do that. You know, I mean,
you got to take a dog sled to get to the outhouse.
I think my question to you, sir, is what side of the aisle are you on, or the line that we've kind of tried to draw in the sand? Just curious.
Well, you know, I mean, literally. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but Will Rogers was third cousin. And, you know, I have kind of a homespun look at politics just in general.
Okay.
Number one, I don't trust anything that I hear only half of what I see because I've known too many politicians. Conservative and liberal.
Amen.
Because being in Washington corrupts you. No matter how good you start it off.
Sir, you missed the first part.
Almost any elected office corrupts you.
Yeah.
Well,
you missed the first part of the problem, I mean, the program, because we talked about the hookerism of D.C. I mean, it's so corrupt.
You're coming on a little bit strong. It's like you might give me a chance. You might like me and what I have to say. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why
I
wanted to talk, and because
absolutely.
I wasn't under. I was just wondering what you were meaning by the Colorado, and I understand now the remoteness and Alaska. You're talking remote places. And you may be very right. You may people be heading for those places.
There are certain parts of Colorado and, you know, other parts of the United States that are relatively remote if you're trying to get back to nature. There's places in Texas, for that matter.
I live in
What's
southern
happening?
Indiana, and believe it or not, where I'm at, a fairly remote place.
Got the Appalachian Mountains around here, Appalachians and Smokies.
Well, I'm right. I'm when we're at the landing, we're going to be about 30 miles off the Ohio River.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, sir, let me ask you another thing. Have you heard anything about the Wildlands Project or ICLEI or Agenda 21?
I've heard about Agenda 21, but I've been off the grid. I do voice work, and I've been narrating a book, and it's
awesome.
It's very intensive, so I haven't really been doing much other than that.
And look, I'm a Thomas Jeffersonian. That's who I am, and a Ron Paulian. So, you know, I'm going to love my neighbor, and I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and I pray that I'm still written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So, you know, I'm not.
You should reach out and touch a hand, make a friend if you can.
I'm not trying.
Well, it's
to,
a lot easier
know,
to be friends than enemies. I found that out.
I'm not trying to worry about the speck in your eye before I take the beam out of my own, if you get my drift. So what I'm saying is, you know, I'm a godly woman and a Christian woman. So I have all the respect for, I love to respect people and understand that I should love my neighbor as myself. And I will try to do that. And I know we're going to fall short, but we try. So,
well, don't take my sarcasm as disrespect. I just have a corny sense of humor.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sir. I get you. I get you. You know, we have fun, too. We party and we go nuts and we do things that we're not supposed to because we're supposed to be Christians and we start calling people names because we're
well,
so
hey, I love Blog Talker.
So frustrated. Huh?
You know, I've got my start on Real Radio working here on Blog Talk. So, you know, I mean,
awesome.
There's a place in my heart for here, certainly.
Great.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was just a matter of time, but, you know, I mean.
The thing is, and, you know, I want to welcome you to the show and also to PatriotFamilies.com. And Bill, if you could type that in for him while I'm speaking, that would be awesome. This site is, phenomenal. You will love the people and their expertise and their learnedness. Believe me, we are patriots and people who love God and we love the Constitution and the framers. So it's in the chat room now and we've re-upped it. So long and the short is, what's happening with Agenda 21 is a United Nations deal, which is antithetical to the founding, which is there. It's that whole the Rothschilds, the TPP, the NDAA, the Patriot Act, the immigration,
it's the world depopulation.
Yeah, it's Monsanto.
And
it's everything
the select few that they can control. They want a population they can totally control, and they want about a billion people.
Yeah.
So they got to get rid of 5 billion.
Yep, absolutely. It's evil. You've got to check these things out. I've studied this for almost 4 years. I'm telling you. It's insane. I'm watching it happen. ICLEI is real. They're in my city. They're in Vista. They're in Escondido. They're in Bill's towns. They're in 600 cities. They were.
I wonder why they've avoided this area of the country. Are they afraid of?
No.
Are they afraid of going out in some hillbilly's yard and then installing one of those smart meters you just talk about to get their head blown off? That's why they're not
afraid.
You'd have to go to your bigger cities. Look at your county comprehensive plan. Every county has a comprehensive plan. Look it up. And then look up the CAFR.
You're required to have a country.
And that's the problem, Constantine. Look. Chuck, let me tell you something. You have no idea what you're up against. These people have infiltrated every tiny place on Earth.
They
ain't got the Ozarks, but they're getting there. They will do. Look, even in Tennessee, they've got foreign troops and they've got guillotines and all kinds of craziness going on there. You better check it out. They're not kidding. These people are going to take us down.
You can read your county comprehensive plan. And it tells you the layout for the future. And if it's like mine tells me that, you know, you won't be able to live in a house trailer unless it's in a trailer park in one of the two or three cities they're going to allow to stand. Everything else will have to move to those areas. All the farmland will be taken over by a corporate.
Yep. In fact, today I'm reading that idiot Barry V, and you can ask me why I call him his middle name V, as in Victor. And then we will go to what that little SOB has been doing with the climate change nonsense. He is trying to make more regulations through the EPA and every diktat he can do to destroy suburbia and force these people, like a Cass Sunstein, shove and shoot out of the suburbs into the cities so he can control you with Agenda 21. I call him Barry B because B stands for Vissarionovich. That's Stalin's middle name. Thank you so much. Because he's evil.
He's just a puppet, and we all know that.
I don't care. Do you want to go back to the Nuremberg trials? Do you think he's going to be non-held accountable?
Linda,
he's an evil man.
He's like professional wrestling. He's the person they put out there for you to hate, to keep you from looking at the ones who are controlling him.
I know.
I was immediately following orders. You know, that's what they said. You know, I mean, there comes a point where you have to take accountability, though.
If somebody took that SOB out right now, like a mercenary that's well trained and a good shot, I would bet you buy a campaign it would make you sick.
Well, that would cause chaos, Linda.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I'd like to see him taken down legally and put in prison so that he is living his socialist utopia. Because
there's no
better form of socialism than prison.
We need to adopt
the same attitude the rebels had when they first fought the British for this country. The most powerful navy in the world at the time. You know, they expected to come over here and just kick butt and take names and take over. A few little rednecks and rebels and whatnot, you know, defeated the most powerful army in the world, most powerful navy in the world.
Right. What you guys don't understand is, let's go back and look at the damn history. Look at the pilgrims. Look at the Bradford Bible. Look at all of this stuff. The Geneva Bible. The Mayflower Compact. Look at what went down. Look what happened with these people. Everyone from George Washington to Ben Franklin to Benjamin Rush to everyone. Jefferson, he wasn't a deist. Yeah, it took him a while to get older to start signing documents by the thousands as a president in the year of our Lord Christ, but he got it. And these people were divinely inspired. These people were on their knees. That's why it didn't turn out like the French Revolution, and we won it.
Your Congress was inspired by the League of Iroquois Nations, Indian tribes that were banded together.
Right.
And they took a lot of the same ideologies about people and rights and properties and stuff from that. But
John Locke,
greed took over, and they should have listened to Crockett when Davy Crockett stood on the floor and said that charity was not the government's business. They had no business involved in charity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And look, what we have now is they call these people charities, but they're actually what they're doing is laundering taxpayer money to their supporters.
There you go, brother.
Evil. Oh yeah, it's Karl Marx on steroids.
Pissed off at me because they said, "I don't understand you." I said, "Well, you got to understand this. I'm not blind to the GOP establishment that is just as evil as the Democratic establishment.
Exactly.
It's one big pile of it's one mess of crap, just two different piles."
Exactly right, Bill. Exactly right, brother.
Bill, can you name me one, or anyone in this chat room, can you name me one person in both houses or in any entity of this mess or any one of these public-private partnership evil EPA, DHS, SOB.
That is honest.
Can you name me one that is going for what the founders? I can't either. Nope, not one.
I can't.
Ron Paul's probably honest. I'm not sure going about what father's going.
And you know what?
I'm not a Ron Paul supporter, but he is honest.
Let me tell you, I like what he's got to say.
He's a lot of times. I didn't agree with everything he was honest. Only person I see standing out there being honest, and I only see between
Ted
the House,
Cruz,
the Senate, and the administration,
Cruz.
I see one. His name is Ted Cruz.
Yep, that's it. And Constantine, Ron Paul was my choice many times. And that's why he got out of it. And Jim DeMint got out.
When I saw
and
the
Michelle
Republican
Boxman's
convention and how they did Ron Paul at the public convention.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ron Paul is 54 years old.
He blew me
running
away.
His time is passed at the Constantine.
I've actually talked to him a couple of times. He's a congressman down here in Texas, and he's a pretty down-to-earth guy, you know.
They rejected him twice. He resembled Thomas Jefferson more than anyone I've seen in 200 years, and you tell me, these people, they make me sick. I mean,
so he was
fighting both parties,
Linda.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll tell you something else.
That's what the public needs to wake up to. We all should be fighting both parties because both parties that have put us in this mess.
We didn't get
$16.7 trillion in debt overnight.
It's not all of us that are upset. Look at the liberals, the gays, the lesbians, the environmentalists. They're all fine with what's going on.
You got the same thing. You had the Bushes and their involvement and stuff. You had Karl Rove and these kinds of people. And those are exactly what you don't want. I don't even trust Newt Gingrich.
No, me neither.
Oh.
No, sir.
I mean,
he
was already caught with doing illegal crap. What gets me and amazes me is these people that go out here and do things that if one of us did it, you'd lose your... If we sexed
you'd lose
drugs,
your house, you'd lose everything you got, and you would end up in prison.
They throw our butts in jail.
But, Bill, look at how many federal employees right now owe back taxes. If that was one of us, son, they would garnish our wages, they would take our homes, they would take our cars, and our asses would be in prison, son.
But they're still getting
a paycheck, for God's sake.
Look at Charles Rangel. How many times has he been brought up on tax evasion?
One of us did that.
Oh, my God.
Dingle Dangle Rangel.
I don't know, it looks like the crookeder you are, the better off you are, man.
It seems like it.
Seriously, folks, listen to me. If you want to put a good name to this that's actually out there, you need to look up a term called regulatory capture. It was actually proposed by an economist who actually won the Nobel Peace Prize for his article on regulatory capture. And regulatory capture kind of began, it was really used best by the National Socialist Party in Germany, the Nazis. You know, the thing is socialism, a lot of people here in the United States don't recognize socialism for what it is.
No, because they're living
The thing is, almost all city governments especially practice the National Socialist model. They tax people, take from one and give to somebody else.
It's corporatocracy. Yeah, it's fascism, honey.
Give to somebody else, really. The thing about this is they help themselves
to make
screw the rest of the city and the rest of the individuals to help themselves individually. Because they don't have the same kind of scrutiny that state and federal governments have.
And the other thing that's very evil, and you have to watch out for with all of these entities, especially when you've got the regulatory czars, and you've got the EPA, and you've got the Wirelands Project, and you've got the DHS, and the HHS.
I heard a phrase on Fox News the other morning that I had never heard before. Regulation, strangulation.
Well, yeah. No, believe me, that's Cass Sunstein on steroids, and it's already been done. Look, all these people, they're bureaucratic Lilliputians, unelected bodies. We've got NGOs. We've got public-private partnerships. We've got everything going on that's evil, and we've got to put a stop to it. This is not
the bureaucracy abomination.
It's worse than that, babe.
Abomination. That's what it is.
As far as I can see, when I look at the history of what's going on with the Rothschilds and the Illuminati and the takeover of the 1866 of the churches in this country, the Karl Marx influential, everything that's going on, my God, wake up, people. We are so screwed. This is so antithetical to the founding. It's beyond description.
If they infiltrate the Pentecostal church that I go to... Them people have fun now. They go worship God, and they have a lot of fun. They call them holy rollers for a reason.
Yeah, but Chuck, let me tell you something. You have no idea how far down this road in the rabbit hole this goes. I wish I could get to you, hang with you and Delaney, because I'm bringing some stuff on the infiltration of the churches from about 1867 or whatever it was. It's crazy. I mean... This crap's been going on for centuries because of the Rothschilds.
Since Whitfield's days?
Oh, it's in fact, Whitfield. Well, actually, No, Whitfield
was... What was his name? George Whitfield?
Yes, George was about 40 years prior to the Revolution. It took 40 years of him preaching to get the awakened.
Didn't he go out in the middle of the woods and just start preaching? And
Yes, he did.
People come
he was,
from...
Cause he was, yes, he was kicked out of the churches, and he went on street corners.
Right,
and hilltops like Jesus, absolutely, yes, he did.
Yeah.
And he was the author of that spiritual awakening. That was the impetus.
Because England...
And then,
controlling a lot of the churches at the time.
Yes, and here's the deal. Well, yeah, no, they tried to. I don't think they did, but they tried to. Just like the commies have been trying since 1870-something. And so here's the deal. Everybody must do what the people should do. Get your butt out of the pulpit if you have to. Get on the street and do what George Whitefield did, and we can have a third or fourth great spiritual awakening in this country, and we need it now more than ever.
There's a youth home not far from Barberville, Kentucky. It's about probably 60 miles from where I live. I've been down there a couple times. And I rode my motorcycle down there. A bunch of us from our church rode our bikes down there. And this one boy, I was riding him around the parking lot and the grounds of the center down there. And he told me that his mom abandoned him and his three sisters on the riverbank. She just left them there.
Wow.
And
I got about 3 minutes left.
They're having a huge, huge youth camp down there this week.
Cool.
And the youth pastor from my church, his name is Scott Addison. He was preaching down there last night. My God, that place was jam-packed with young people.
Praise the Lord. Good. And that's good. And look, Chuck, we love you so much. And just come back to Patriot Families and go on the chat room. And we love you guys. And thank you so much, one Constantin poet. I don't know how to pronounce it.
And I just call him C. I'll just call him C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Constantine Forever.
He spelled it with a K, Chuck, but that's because you can't.
Oh, okay.
Chuck,
I'll call him
thank
K.
Thank you so much. And thanks, Bill,
so
much.
I better get that right. I had 4 years of Latin.
And
you,
sir.
You know, just call me Reverend.
I know a little pig Latin.
Awesome.
Pig Latin.
Let me
count.
If you want to, please come to our site. And there are several radio shows. There's some amazing people. Ron from Georgia is like so constitutional in law and Supreme Court.
I love Ron,
thing.
Man.
Yeah.
He's so articulate. He knows
Constitution, monetary.
I didn't know you knew my first name, but thank you.
Tax system.
Another Ron.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Golden,
and you would love him. Yeah,
I told Ron,
he's very cool.
I left a comment on his blog, that, and I told him, I said, Ron, I'm just a dumbass old country boy, but I understood every word you said.
Yeah. And you know what? I know Bill used to say, he says, I might be a hillbilly, but I'm an educated one. I loved it.
Really? There's a difference between being mentally challenged and just being outright stupid.
Thank you so much, you guys. You are amazing. I wish we could all be at Delaney together. I'm going to do 41 seconds, and I'll be back in a sec, and we'll do a wrap-up. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Linda, we appreciate you, everything you do.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Okay, you got about 20 seconds, Constantine. Let me hear your last thought.
I think he's gone,
Rev. Just call me Rev. That'll be fun.
Okay, thank you. Bill, what's up?
Everybody, just want everybody to have a good night and keep at it.
See you Friday.
Keep spreading the word. And Linda and Chuck and everybody else out there, now is the time to start pushing. We put a new face on our website.
Yep.
Let's start dragging people in. Let's expand our radio shows. Let's get out there and keep at it. Now, push harder. 2014 can be a big deal.
Changes are coming. Changes are coming.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Chuck. God bless you, baby.
Yeah, I'll talk to y'all again this week.
Tomorrow, we're on my show, Right from the Left Coast, 7 p.m. Love you guys.
Does Terry still do the education deal
on
Thursday?
Yes, but not this week. Not this week.
Okay.
The one after.
Okay. I'll talk to y'all later.
God bless you guys. Love you. See you tomorrow.
Bless y'all. All right, bless y'all. Bye.